Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
Hello, and I welcome you to another episode of Lawmaster's Law of God broadcast. I'm going to talk, as I always talk, on Bible content. The meat of the message will have to do, I believe, with the name of God. The name of God, what is that name? What is the significance of that name? We'll do that. All right, as we get started here, I have gone over many questions that are found in the Bible. Questions pertinent to the knowledge of God, questions pertinent to the identification of God. And those who heard those broadcasts dealing with the questions coming from the Bible, you know that they are enlightening, they are informative, and they are pertinent. Okay. Questions such as, who is God? Where is God? Who is the Lord? Who is the Lord of hosts? The name of God, what is his name? And many other questions that was a very enlightening two broadcasts. And now I will turn my attention to proclamations. Proclamations have to do with God. And as I look through this, in order to pull up the content on the proclamations. Bear with me. They should be coming up soon. I was talking with someone a little more than a month ago, and I mentioned the word testator. And the person asked me, and the person was a minister or is a minister, and he asked me, he said, is the word testator in the Bible? Now, this is a minister asking me that. And I said, yes, it is. He said, where? So, of course, I took him to the scripture having to do with the word testator. And of course, that is found in the book of Hebrews. I will turn to it at this time. Book of Hebrews. And this is important because, of course, I've done a series of teaching on the will of God. And during that time, I introduced into evidence the scripture having to do with the word testator. And of course, it is then found in Hebrews chapter 9. And I begin with verse 15. And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. For where a testament is, there must also of necessity be the death of the testator. For a testament is of force after men are dead. Otherwise, it is of no strength at all while the testator liveth. So the word testator is found in Hebrews 9, verses 16 and 17. Okay. Now, in that will of God, in the will of God, characteristics concerning God, characteristics of God are given, and all the things belonging to the former God are given to the new God. Yes, I've spoken of the former God and the new God. The former God is in the will called the testator. And of course, the new God is the one that I will talk about today. Let me go to the computer for a moment. The will. There's a commandment given. Render to God the things that are God's. Now that rendering, that order has been carried out in Bible content. Okay. Such things as titles, the titles of God. Such titles as Lord. Lord is a title belonging to God. Lord God, a title belonging to God. Lord of hosts, another title belonging to God. And others as well. But those things are God's. They have fallen to the new God by the will of the former God. Or we can say they have fallen to the new God by the will of God. Now, we have declarations and proclamations concerning God. I will go through them now, at least some of them, if not all of them. In 1 Kings 18:31, we find these words, Israel shall be thy name. I've said from the beginning of my coming on this broadcast that in the Bible, in the Authorized Version Bible, Scripture speaks to me. Well, that's not strange, because Scripture speaks to all people. For instance, the commandment in Revelation. Let me pull it up. The book of Revelation, to the end of the book. Let's see here. Revelation chapter 19, verse 10. I said there are scriptures that speak to all people, such as this, Revelation 19:10. Worship God. That's a statement to the people. The scripture is not saying to God, worship God. It's saying to the people, worship God. The people of God. The servants of God included all the people in the kingdom of God. Gentiles, those who call themselves white people now, black people, and other people as well, all the people in the kingdom of God. Scripture says to them, worship God. Another scripture that speaks to all the people, Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. And that statement says, fear God and keep his commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. If you are a part of a group called man, then the scripture says to you, fear God and keep his commandments. And the scripture says to you, worship God. So, just a couple of examples of scripture speaking broadly, yet clearly, scripture speaking to all people. And so, scripture speaks to me. All right? In these proclamations and declarations, scripture speaks directly to me. And I began with 1 Kings 18:31, where scripture says to me, Israel shall be thy name. Obviously, that statement is not spoken to everyone, but it's spoken to a certain one, a one in particular, the one scripture calls God. And let me say this, and just in the two examples I gave of people, of scripture speaking to all people, scripture speaking to mankind, then you should not think it strange that scripture, when I say scripture speaks to me, because I have shown that scripture speaks to you also as well. Okay, Israel shall be thy name. A scripture spoken to the one it calls God. Revelation 15:4. Only thou art God. I'm sorry. Only thou art holy. Scripture speaking to God, the one it calls God. And Exodus 3:5. The place whereon thou standest is holy ground. God is holy, and the place whereon he stands is holy ground, and his name is Israel, as given to him by Scripture. The proclamation, Israel shall be thy name. I do find it strange that with all this teaching on God, the knowledge of God that I have done up to this point, that there are many people who do not take this serious. I find that very strange. And even churchgoers, those who say they listen to the word, churchgoers, preachers included, they, in my opinion, do not know Bible content. They have no knowledge of the truth of Bible content. And they fight God. They resist God, not knowing that they sin in doing such things. I find that very strange, that you can show people from the Bible the characteristics of God, the ethos of God, the nature of God, the things God will do, and they still reject the scriptures, the teaching on God. I find that very strange. Yet, they say they believe the Bible, they love the word. Okay? Proclamations and declarations concerning the one the Bible calls God. John 1:49 says to me, thou art the King of Israel. And Exodus 15:3, the Lord is his name. The scripture says to God, you are the King of Israel. You are the King having a designation of Israel. Then, a bit of information given, the Lord is his name. The Lord is the heir of God's name. He who is the heir of God has to his, it is added to his possessions, the title of Lord. Lord. So, Israel is the name of God. And there's a question asked in the book of John in the Authorized Version Bible. Art thou a king then? The question is asked to the one it calls God. And of course, it answers the question. It says to God, thou art the King of Israel. You are the King having the designation or name of Israel. And the Lord is your name. The Lord is a title, okay? So a title of the King of Israel is Lord, and the name of the King of Israel is just that, Israel, okay? Because King is a title, a position, okay? But the name is Israel. First Chronicles 17:26 says this to the one it calls God. And now, Lord, okay, it is already said that the Lord is his name, okay, and now, Lord, thou art God. Okay, scripture speaking directly and in a clear and easy to understand way to the one it calls God. And the one it calls God, of course, must fit the bill for God. He must feel the bill for God. He must, there must be evidence of his demonstration of the characteristics of God, the ethos of God. He must do the things that the scripture says God will do. And of course, the things that the scripture says, the scriptures say God will do, they are doable things. There are things that God can do and things that God must do. Okay? Because God must have proof. Okay? One cannot just say, I am God. He must have the proof. He must demonstrate the characteristics of God as those characteristics have been set forth in the Bible. And those characteristics are also in my work, All Things Are Demonstrated, Power of God, the Book of the Law of God, All Things Are Demonstrated, Power of God. And you can see a description of God in the episodes in the archives of Lawmaster. Study the archives. Search the archives. Learn all that valuable information. As scripture says, these things were written for our learning. So if you're not learning these things, the things which I teach, then what are you learning in church or whatever religious setting or whatever religious teaching you call yourself getting? What are you learning if you are not learning these things that I teach? And now, Lord, thou art God. It didn't say, scripture never says that God will one day be sworn in as God. No, he is already God. And man has nothing to do with that as far as making God God. Okay? Or legitimizing God. Man has nothing to do with that. Scripture does that. All right? And now, Lord, at this present time, thou art God. Nehemiah 9:6. Before I read that, let me say this statement. It's recorded in the Authorized Version in the book of Isaiah, and it is restated again in the book of John. It says, they shall all be taught of God, all thy children shall be taught of God, one says, and the other one says, all shall be taught of God. Okay? Taught by God, taught of God, taught concerning God. Nehemiah 9:6. Thou, even thou, scripture says to me, art Lord alone. It is important that I keep these things before you and that I talk about these things, because that, one, that is what I'm supposed to do. Two, you have a need to know. You have a need to know. Three, you have a right to know the truth of Bible content. You have a right to know that. You should know it, or else you remain deceived. Yes, I did say that. Or else you remain deceived with regard to Bible content. Because religion has deceived people. Religion has put forth a false information with regard to Bible content. Religion has put forth perverse information. Very perverse information. Religion has proved to be anti-God. Anti-God. Yet it talks about God. Religion is found to be anti-God. It teaches the people a perverse message, and it teaches the people to actually resist and fight and contend with God. That's terrible. 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 Okay. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. And Revelation 16:5, thou art righteous, O Lord. Thou art righteous. Righteous. Thou art doing that which is lawful and right. Thou art righteous. God possesses the quality of righteousness. In his work, in his speech, God is righteous. So we have these things here. We have the Lord, we have God, and we have King, and we have a name, Israel. Israel shall be thy name. Thou art the King of Israel, and now, Lord, thou art God. Thou, even thou, art Lord alone. Thou art righteous, O Lord. Scripture speaking to God. Scripture backing God. Scripture supporting God. Psalm 97, verse 9. Thou, Lord, art most high. Scripture is telling God about himself, who he is, his name, what he is, his position, most high. Thou art holy, only thou art holy. Thou art Lord alone, thou art most high. And again, in Jeremiah 10:16, we have the statement, for the first time, we have the statement, the Lord of hosts is his name. The Lord of hosts is his name. In Exodus 15:3, scripture said, the Lord is his name. And here in Jeremiah 10:16, it says, the Lord of hosts is his name, another title of God, the Lord of hosts. Okay. Scripture is authoritative. It is authoritative. Scripture has to do with God. It also has to do with people, as I showed at the beginning of this program. But it has to do with God. Without Scripture, we cannot know who God is. We cannot know that there is a God without Scripture. Scripture has to do with God. No Scripture, no God. But we have Scripture, and we can know God, and God can know himself. Okay, Psalm 92, verse 8. Thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. First, it says, Thou Lord art most high, and now it says, Thou Lord art most high forevermore. Very clear, plain speech, easy to understand, needing no interpretation. Scripture speaks clearly of God. 1 Kings 18:21. Watch this. If the Lord be God, follow him. It said, if. If the Lord be God, follow him. And the very next statement in 1 Kings 18:39 says, the Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. So you've got your answer. If the Lord be the commandment, if the Lord be God, follow him. And then it tells you the Lord is God. It tells you twice in the same verse. The Lord, he is the God. The Lord, he is the God. As if to say, I don't want you to miss this, capture this, get this, hear this, heed this. So, with the Lord being God, you are commanded to follow him. And who is the Lord? The Lord is he who Scripture says, art most high forever. And the Lord is he who Scripture says, he is Lord alone. The Lord is he who Scripture says, thou art God. The Lord is he who Scripture says, thou art the King of Israel. The Lord is he to whom Scripture says, the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. The Lord is he who Scripture says, to only thou art holy. And the Lord is he to which the Scripture has said, Israel shall be thy name. The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. So no wonder the Lord takes upon himself the name, the Lord God of Israel, because he is Lord as declared by Scripture, and he is God as declared by Scripture. There is no mistake about the matter. Now, a very important statement having to do with God. Acts 8:10. Acts 8:10. Very important statement. Listen, it says, to the one it calls God, it says, this man, very important two words, this man. But let me read on. This man is. He is what? He is the great power. Okay? God is a great power. This man is the great power of God. The word of there means having the designation of, or having the name of, or the title of. This man is the great power of God. How many times we need to be told that? Scripture declares God to be a man. Isn't that something? Will you recognize the man that is God? Will you respect the man that is God according to the Scriptures? Not according to his own feelings, but according to the Scriptures. This man is the great power of God. And being a man, we can know him. You can know him. A man that can be seen. A man that can be a human being. I can't get any clearer than that. Okay, good. This man is the great power. God is a power, having the designation of God, and this power is a man. This great power of God is a man. Very important. Very important. That we can know God. The intent of Scripture is that you know God. That's the intent. Otherwise, Scripture is no good. These things are written for our learning. Scripture intends for you to know God. Because how can you worship Him? The commandment said, worship God. How can you worship God if you don't know who He is? It's a foolish thing to worship something that you don't know. That's foolishness. How can you worship something that you don't know? Scripture even asks, how can you say you love God and you have not seen Him? You have not even understood the concept of God as is laid down in the Bible, the Authorized Version. How can you say you love God when you know not who He is? You don't even know what He is. How can you? If you came to know Him, you might not like Him. If you knew who God was or is in truth, you might not like Him for whatever your reason might be. So why have men fallen to this thing that says you worship something, you pray to something, and all they tell you is that it is in heaven? You don't know what it is. You don't know what it looks like. You don't know. You are ignorant of the matter. That's foolishness. That's foolishness. And remember, I said the Bible asked the question, how can a man say he loves God whom he has not seen? And that means see with a physical eye. And also see means to experience, to understand, to understand the concept, the Bible's concept of God. How can you? Maybe that's the answer to the question, to which the thing to which I said is a strange thing early on. Religion teaches people against God, and religion teaches people to resist God. Because religion sets forth a false picture, image, idea of God. Very false. And so the real God, the true God, comes along and seeking to make Himself known, and you resist Him. Because religion has taught you against Him. Religion, as I said, is anti the true God. And is no good at all. And it cannot be salvaged. It cannot be saved. Religion. The religion of the Gentiles, call themselves white people now, cannot be saved. It is doomed. Okay. So, the last statement I read, 1 Kings 18:21 and 1 Kings 18:39. If the Lord be God, follow Him. And then the statement, the Lord, He is the God. The Lord, He is the God. So Scripture declares the Lord to be God, and it commands you to follow Him. Now, that's a statement to the people. The statement has to do with God, but it is to the people. And it is commanding. It commands. If the Lord be God, the Lord, He is God, follow Him. follow him. Psalm 90, verses 1 through 2, Nehemiah 9, 7, and Amos 4, 13. Scripture speaks to God, saying, Lord, thou art God. Thou art the Lord, the Lord, the God of hosts is his name. Do you see that? It's very easy to see. You can't miss it. Scripture is very clear. It takes the time and puts forth the effort to be very clear. I want to read that again. Lord, thou art God. Thou art the Lord, the God, the Lord, the God of hosts is his name. How can that be misinterpreted? It means just what it says. It's talking to the one it calls Lord and God. Very clear. No misunderstanding. Foolproof. The Lord, the God of hosts is his name. Another title. The God of hosts. The Lord is the God of hosts. God is the God of hosts. Just as God is the Lord of hosts, as I read earlier, God is the Most High. No question about that. Most High means Most High. It means higher than all of us. Most High. Most High. If you are high, God is higher. God outranks you. God is the highest in rank, position, authority, power. God is the Most High. So, it's reasonable to say, get in line with God. Get behind God, who is Most High. It seems in that statement, that last statement I read, that Scripture went to great lengths to be clear. Great lengths. Listen. I'll read it again, and then I'll move on. Lord, thou art God. Very simple, easy to understand words. Thou art the Lord, the God. Oh, how can you miss it? The Lord, the God of hosts, is his name. Jeremiah 10:10 and Genesis 48:19. The Lord is the true God. Now, he's already said who the Lord is, okay? The Lord is, the Lord's name is Israel. Israel is the only one that is holy in the eyes of Scripture. The place where he stands is holy ground. And to Israel it is said, thou art the king of Israel. So Israel is a king. The Lord is his name. The Lord is Israel's name. Israel possesses the title of Lord, just as he possesses the title of King, the King of Israel, King having the name or the designation of Israel. And now, Lord Israel, thou art God. Thou art Lord alone. Make no mistake about it, you are Lord alone, all by yourself. How can these things be misinterpreted? They cannot. Foolproof. Lord, thou art Most High. The Lord of hosts is his name. Talking to me, the Lord of hosts is your name. Look, thou, Lord, art Most High forevermore. Lord, thou art God. Thou art the Lord, the God. The Lord, the God of hosts is his name. And name there is title, because his name is Israel. The other things or other names are titles. Titles of position. Okay. For some reason, my cell phone went off. Obviously, I'm back again now, and I will continue. Okay, and we go to Jeremiah 10:10 and Genesis 48:19. The Lord is the true God. Okay, He is the living God and an everlasting King. He also shall become a people, and He also shall be great. But what is He? He is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. Notice the words true and living. True. Real. Real. Not limited to just a concept, an idea. No, He is the true, real, genuine God. He is the living God. How can you miss it? Living, living. The God of Israel is the living God. Living. Evidence there's in being able to be seen. Living. Mankind. Humanized God. Human God. The real God. The true God. The living God. God, Israel is, and He is an everlasting King. And Scripture gives more information about the about Israel, the God, the true God. It says He shall become a people, and He also shall be great. Okay. 2 Kings 19:15. O Lord, God of Israel. There He goes. He addresses God by His name. O Lord, God of Israel, Thou art the God, even Thou alone of all the kingdoms of the earth. Isn't that something? Good, clear communication. O Lord, God of Israel, Thou art the God, even Thou alone. How can I miss it? 1 Chronicles 17:24, the Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. Let me say that again. Got kind of clogged up there. The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. Who is the Lord of hosts? The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is the God having the name of Israel. Who is the living God? Just can't pass it off as something up there in the sky. No. He spoke to my heart. No, that's not good enough. He is the living God, period. And now, the Lord of hosts is the God of Israel, the proclamation of God. The Lord of hosts is the God of Israel. It cannot be missed. It cannot be misunderstood. It is clear. These things are clear. And these things are for our learning, not just my learning. Although I need to know that it is for our, they are for our learning, that you may know God. As it says in Scripture, that I may know Him. Know Him. to be involved are. Don't ever forget that statement. The Lord is the God of Israel. Israel is God's name. Israel is the true and living God's name. And Scripture says about this God that there is none else. Thou art God, even thou alone. Scripture does not give any respect to anyone or any other thing calling itself or that is called a God. Scripture does not give respect to any of that. Scripture says, this God of whom I speak to you of is the one and only God. He is the true God. He is God alone, not God among others. He is God alone. There is not an equal to the Lord God of Israel, Scripture says. He is without equal. He is without comparison. He is God alone. If you are being told the name of God is anything other than Israel, then you're being misled and you are misinformed. The Authorized Version's name for God is Israel. Revelation 15:3 and Deuteronomy 32:4. Scripture speaks to the Lord God of Israel, saying, great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. We see something else. Lord God Almighty, another title that has fallen by the will of God to Israel, the one and only true and living God. His work is perfect. Perfect there means definite, precise. I don't just speak about God. I tell you God's name. Okay? And then, as in other episodes, I give the characteristics and ethos of God. I teach the doctrine of God. For all his ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity. He is just and right. Scripture supports God. Scripture backs God. Scripture declares God and proclaims his name. I've already given to you Acts 8:10, this man is the great power of God. 2 Kings 8:7, the man of God is come. He's come here. He's come hither. Scripture says to the Lord God Israel, thou, Psalm 77:14, thou art the God that doeth wonders. Isn't that something? And wonders there is a reference to his works, the works of God, my works, the works of Israel. Okay. Because he has already said, great and marvelous are thy works. So God must come with works. He must have works. And he must have the appropriate works. Not just any works, but works defined by Scripture. let it be known, 1 Kings 18:36, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. That's a commandment to me, to God, to the Lord God of Israel. Isaiah 63:16, thou, O Lord, art our Father. Isaiah 64:8, and now, O Lord, thou art our Father. Words coming from the Gentiles. The Gentiles' word having to do with God is in Scripture also. Okay. John 8:41, we have one Father, even or namely God. That's an acknowledgement. Psalm 89:18, the Holy One of Israel is our King. That's an acknowledgement of the Gentiles. Psalm 18:46, Jeremiah 23:8, the Lord liveth. Yes. Isn't that something? The Lord lives, the living God. I am alive at this time. I am the living God, and Israel is my name. So, proclamations and declarations concerning God. One statement was not a statement directly to God. We have it. I have given you proclamations and declarations concerning Israel. Until the next time.